Former White House advisor Steve Bannon sounds like he's writing a new playbook for fighting criminal contempt of Congress charges.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden.
Bannon was in federal court yesterday after he ignored a subpoena from lawmakers investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He didn't enter a plea, and he's due back in court later this week.
Carrie, tell us about this rather wild scene near the courthouse.
It was wild. Steve Bannon turned himself in at the local FBI office in Washington. He decided to live stream the entire process for a conservative website. He also pledged to tune out what he called the noise of the legal process and, quote, take down what he called the Biden regime. Now, Bannon has hired a familiar face. It's David Schoen, one of the lawyers who defended former President Trump in Trump's second impeachment trial. Schoen said this prosecution is outrageous. He says Bannon was advised by a lawyer, another lawyer, not to talk to Congress. And Bannon says the Justice Department has taken on the wrong guy. Inside the courtroom A, there was a lot less of that bluster and tough talk. The magistrate judge made sure that Bannon understood his rights and that he surrendered his passport before she released him.
So what does the January 6th committee want from Steve Bannon? And actually, does he have information that could advance the probe?
The committee sure thinks so. They point to a podcast that Bannon did a day before the storming of the Capitol. He warned January 6th would be game day, and he said that all hell was going to break loose. Bannon also took part in at least one meeting at a Washington hotel before the attack. That hotel was a kind of command center for Trump's efforts to overturn the election. But Bannon refused to turn over any documents to Congress or even to show up to tell the committee he was not going to cooperate. And that's how he wound up with a two-count indictment on a criminal contempt of Congress charges.
Now, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is also resisting a subpoena. Both say they're basically following orders from former President Trump, who's asserting executive privilege. Will that defense, Carrie, hold up?
Well, we may see. It's possible, maybe even likely, that Bannon is going to gamble on a trial, but he cannot expect to get a pardon from President Biden like he did from former President Trump earlier this year in another criminal case. So this is going to cost him time and lawyer's fees, and if he loses, if he's convicted, as much as $200,000 in fines and 2 years in jail. Remember, Bannon was a podcaster, a private citizen on January 6th. He hadn't worked in the Trump White House since 2017. The legal situation with Mark Meadows is a lot more complicated. That's because executive privilege is supposed to protect sensitive communications between presidents and their aides, and there's really no aide more powerful than the chief of staff, so it would be a harder call for the Justice Department to prosecute Meadows for that reason. So far, the Justice Department has argued what happened January 6th was a heinous assault on democracy, not legitimate government business that deserves protection. The Select Committee, the members of Congress have said Meadows' actions will force the panel to consider pursuing contempt.